The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Hello, everybody. Mando Richard here, and tonight we're expecting to talk with three siblings from Ireland, the Brown family, Alana and Roseanne, and their brother Jonathan. Together they make up a band called The Rua. And I think they currently live in England, but they are in the United States right now, and I'm going to start one of their songs playing and then try to get them on the line to chat with us here on WVUD. And WVUD HD1 Newark. They just put out an album last fall called The Essence, or called Essence. And what you are going to hear from this is a track called Into the Crowd, which features all three of the siblings working away. Stay tuned. This is going to be a whole lot of fun. This is The Music Room on WVUD.
Something into lies that can't disappear. You're contemplating what you have to do. Don't drag us along with what you can undo. Don't understand where you're coming from. Just tell me what went wrong. Give me an answer, talk to me. Just tell me.
And ladies and gentlemen, if I pushed all the right buttons, we've got Alana. Say hi.
That's Alana.
And Roseanne.
Hi.
And Jonathan Brown.
Hi.
Wow. Through the miracle of modern technology, we've caught up to you guys. Last week, I had a brother and sister on. Today, you guys have topped it. I've got two sisters and a brother. What's it like to travel around with the three of you?
We enjoy it. I mean, we know each other really well, so we're able to get on, and yeah.
It's like, I think it's like going on a family holiday, but working at the same time.
It's really good fun, it is, yeah.
And like, people don't argue and try to get Jonathan to sit in the back seat?
I always, because I'm sure I always get put in the back.
I think she doesn't get put in the back, she does offer.
Well, that's because she's a self-sacrificing oldest sibling.
Yeah. Exactly.
Also because she's, like, a lot shorter than both of us.
Well, that might have something to do with it, too. Now, I think it's really a lot of fun, to this record of yours that you've come out. And this is your second trip to the United States promoting it, Essence?
Yeah,
that's right. We were over in October, and we were playing at the CMJ. And so we're back again now. We've been here a week, and we're here for this week as well. And we've been traveling around. We were up in Boston earlier on in the week.
New England.
So we've been promoting there as well.
Well, we tried to get you to come down here, but I'm very glad you didn't come. Not that I wouldn't have loved to have you here live in front of me, but we've got ice and all sorts of nasty stuff out here in the weather. So this way you're safe in your hotel room, and I'm safe in the WVUD studio. And
That's what we want, both safe.
We're sitting here looking at the snowfall now.
So you guys are in New York right now.
We are, correct.
Yeah.
Yep. And this track we just played for the folks was Into the Crowd. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think I heard all three of you on that song.
We did, yeah. We co-wrote that one with our bass player, Nigel Harrison, who was the bass player from Blondie. That was great fun collaborating with him on that, and we think it turned out to be a really good track. Yeah.
And Roseanne, you usually do the lead vocals?
Yes, I do.
But I heard your siblings singing along there too.
Jonathan, do you know what? I think it's great that he sings on the track, because I just think it gives another dimension. And also, when we gave the rough copy in to record it in the studio, he was originally singing a little bit of it because I didn't have time to sing it. And the producer, Bob, just went, Jonathan sounds great on it. We'll have Jonathan on it. And I think it's nice. It's nice to have him singing with me.
Yeah. It strikes me, Jonathan, that a lot of the work you do on the electric violin is almost like harmony singing.
Yeah. We try and make sure that it kind of harmonizes well with with the vocals, and that it doesn't clash with the vocal as well. So we get it to sit in there nicely. Yeah.
Counter melodies, very important.
Yeah, and so sometimes, like, when in the songs, there's not always going to be harmonies of all three of us singing, but then sometimes when there's just the one main vocal, the violin will do some harmonies instead.
Yeah, and you're doing a lot of longbow, a lot of sustain, a lot of the kinds of things that you'd expect from a harmony vocalist.
Yeah, it's good fun. I like playing the violin. I enjoy doing it. It's great, yeah.
All right, I just got to ask you, do your sisters ever let you cut loose on the fiddle?
All the time. He can do whatever he wants.
Whenever we're writing, we're kind of like, and Jonathan, what do you think? And then he just kind of does it.
He'll be like, oh, I'll just, give me a second. I'm just going to have a fiddle around and here we go.
Yeah, pun
intended.
Yeah. And so he comes up with it all. We just say, yeah, go ahead, do what you want.
Now, Alana, I really... I've got small hands, even though I play the bass myself. I've got small hands, and it sounds to me like on the piano you're doing an awful lot of octaves and tenths.
I have a very big reach. That's one thing my mum said to me. She said, when you were born, I noticed you have, like, your stretch on your hands. Yeah, and I thought she's going to play the piano. So I have a very wide handspan stretch. But, yeah, I do a lot of moving on that.
Yeah, but it's a nice style because it's like sort of filling in while your sister is singing. I mean, between the two of you, you're working together to make this area for your sister to sing in.
Exactly.
Well, it's important, you know, it's important that the melody comes across, but it's also important that each instrument can be heard and seen as their own without cutting across everything else.
And it supports it as well.
Yes.
What kind of music did you listen to growing up?
We listened to everything, really. In the household with Mum and Dad, it was a lot of Fleetwood Mac, The Corrs, The Carpenters. Mum really liked T-Rex, so it was lots of that. And then obviously as we grew up, we had influences, our own influence in music and stuff like that. And I just think it all kind of made a nice mold to what we are now and how we do our songs.
Did you guys all do classical lessons as kids?
We did, yeah. We all learned piano, violin, and we all had singing lessons when we were younger. And we always went over to Ireland to do these competitions called the Feis. So we've had a lot of classical background in our musical early life. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the black sheep of my family. I rebelled against all that classical music that my dad listened to. Yeah.
Why?
Because he was making me take clarinet lessons.
Yeah, but we had to take piano lessons. But I will always thank Mum and Dad for making us go. Because then we wouldn't know as much as we do now. Like, we don't just write music, we don't just play it. We know what we're doing, you know. We can write it all down, and that's nice.
Well, I'm role-playing when I say that, because, of course, I'm very thankful that I had piano and clarinet as a child, because it means that now when I'm playing jazz or folk or whatever, I have, like, this bass theory, like you're saying, and I think that shows in the music you play as well.
That's
something else I want. Oh, I know. You guys have been living in England for a while.
Yeah, that's where we live. We live in Windsor, which is just outside London, and has a castle, and it's where the Queen lives.
Sometimes there.
So, that's where we're living all together at the moment.
Jonathan, do you have a particular football side that you're suffering with?
I'm not going to lie. I don't really... You mean football as in soccer?
Absolutely.
I don't really follow soccer.
Oh, okay. So you can't...
About planes and aircraft, I'm there.
So you can't mock me for following a Crystal Palace from afar.
No, you may tell me they're the best in the world, and I believe you.
Oh, they're the best in the world!
And he believes
I believe you.
No, you don't, and you shouldn't as well. I guess the other thing I wanted to just say before we ask you before we play another track of your music is, how long have you guys been playing together?
So we've been playing together probably the last 4 or 5 years. We started coming together and helping each other write the songs. So sometimes, like, we'd start songs off individually and then someone else will come along and help develop it. So probably the last 4 or 5 years it is
as a band.
Yeah, as a band, been doing it together.
And I played some of your music for an employee of mine who's 22 years old, and she loved the stuff.
Oh, she did? That's
she
good.
She said, "That's just not fair."
Why?
She said, "They're all so attractive. They're all so talented, and they all were in Harry Potter movies."
We were indeed. That was a really, really fun time. Alana was in 4 of them. I was in 3, and Jonathan was in 1. And
I thought it was just the back of Jonathan's head.
And we met a lot of really cool people and made loads of friends that we're still in touch with. And it was just an amazing franchise to be a part of.
It's really cool to see how films and everything they're put together, like behind the scenes. It's cool to see how it all works.
How it's made.
Yeah. Well, I heard that the folks at home just got to see the back of your head, Jonathan.
Yes, they did. But you know what? It's a very glorious back of my head.
Thank heavens you had a good haircut that day.
Yeah. Yes, you see the back of Jonathan's head, but you can see me and Rosanna in it. So when we were at the cinema watching it, I think spent most of the time not watching the film, but trying to recognize scenes we were in and pointing and elbowing and, oh, there it is, there we are.
Well, before we get too silly, may I play another track?
Yeah, we'd love you to.
What I've picked out to go next is something I found that was recorded when you didn't have to fight ice And
no,
you,
we didn't, but there was rain.
There was rain.
And you ended up in the RFM studios in France in December of last year.
Yeah.
And I've picked out Without You, which is also on the Essence CD.
Yeah.
But I wanted to play it because it's just the three of you without all the backing, so the folks could hear it. Have anything you want to say before I push the play button?
Well, it's an acoustic version of the song. It's just myself, Alana, and Jonathan. So it's nice and stripped back. It's just nice. Here it is.
Here we go.
Won't change my mind. I'll be alright. Got nothing to say. 'Cause I had it all yesterday. The memory's gone. They leave me here and I'm alone. But I had it all yesterday.
Without You, here on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Alana, I think you were saying nobody's played that version on the air before?
Yeah, no. That version, so that you've got there, we recorded that when we were in Paris. I don't think anyone really has played that.
Maybe.
Well,
apart from RFM.
Yeah, apart from them when we were over there doing it. But no, I think you're the first one to play that kind of acoustic stripped-back version.
I thought it was really nice, and I really wanted to let the people hear the three of you by yourselves, and I think that was a real nice version of that song, which is also on your release, Essence. Now, who played with you on the album?
So, our record label, FOD Records, they brought in great people to work with. So we've got, I said before, I think, Nigel Harrison who is our bass player, and he was in Blondie. We've got Clive Deamer, who is our drummer, and he's played with Portishead and Radiohead. We've got Danny Robinson, who plays guitar. He was Jimi Hendrix in the Jimi Hendrix Experience. It was cool. And we have Mikey Rowe, who played keyboards and, like, cool other synth noises. And he's played with, like, Oasis and Mick Jagger and people like that. So it's phenomenal people they've brought in to work with. And we've learned so much from them. And they've given us so much advice and so many great stories as well.
What kinds of things did you learn from my fellow old people?
Clive, the drummer, he really taught me how to, like, take on the drums. I used to think they were very irritating because we'd never played with drums before, and I very much relied on Alana for timekeeping. And he really helped me ignore Alana and just listen to the drums, to be honest.
So now Rosanna can count.
I can count to four.
Well, so your guitar style is percussive in its natural form.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you're used to with your brother and sister filling in sort of some of the stuff that a drummer would do.
Yeah, exactly. You got it right.
Yep. And did they go on tour with you as well?
Well, when we were over for the CMJ back in October, they came over and they played then for us.
I think we'll drag them around as much as we physically can.
Yeah, we love it with them. And as well, because they're on the album, it's important to us that we play with them as much as we can when we do play as a full band, because they were there from the beginning and creating it.
And we have such a great laugh, and all our sense of humour is the same, so it's great. It's great having everyone around.
Do you guys tend to write with each other, or do you tend to write songs with other people, or a mixture of both? I mean,
on the album, only two songs were co-written with ourselves. Into the Crowd, as Jonathan said, was written with Nigel Harrison, and one of the other songs was written with a guy called Rob Davis, who had written some Kylie songs. But everything else is us, like originals.
Wow.
Some are from a really long time ago when we were just starting out writing in like 2011, 2010. And the others, like Fight for What's Right, was the last one that was written all together in the studio. So there's a big mix on there.
That song's been doing pretty well for you.
People love it. People really like it. And we love it too. Like, I think to be the last song that we wrote, I think it's, and all together as well, through the whole progression of us as a band, I think it's quite powerful. For us, anyway.
And there's also, folks, if you go out to YouTube and do a search, there's a wonderful live version of them playing that while they were on tour in Rome.
Yeah, we played in Rome with the band as well. Forgot about that. Yeah, that was great to do that. And then also online for that song is the video that we did for it. So we did that when we were in New York.
In October.
July, August time. So we came over to New York and we had a street to ourselves, which we recorded on too.
So you've been back in the United States three times in the past year to promote this. Wow, I thought it was just the twice.
No, cool. We love it here. Yeah.
Well, you're welcome here anytime. Anytime.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, I guess one thing I should ask you is about the name. Where did you guys come up with the Rua?
Well, because obviously we're sisters and brother, we have the same surname, which is Brown, and we kind of wanted something that would link that together. And so we found the word Rua, which is a Celtic word, but we thought it meant brown, but it doesn't. It actually means, like, red hair. But we still liked the word, and we liked the way it looked. And so we looked up lots of other, like, definitions and meanings of Rua in lots of different languages. And we came across the Hebrew version of the word Rua, and it had an H on the end of it. And the meaning of it was essence of a group. And we really, really, really liked that because it was, like, describing, like, Rua being our music and us, and that's our essence, and we liked that. So we took the H off it because the H was confusing for pronunciation reasons, and we stuck on that, and we were very happy with it.
How do you feel your Celtic roots have affected you? Because to me, this album sounds a lot like I can hear some of the influences of some of the rock music that you were raised in the family. I don't hear, a lot of the kind of Celtic and Cayley kind of music in there.
No, I don't think there's that much in there, really. I think the album, it does cross many different genres. But I suppose Jonathan playing the violin would be the kind of Celtic side.
Right,
of it.
Right.
Some nice little trills and twiddles and slides.
I also think some of the melodies is probably slightly more Irish tuned to it. They have a lilt to it. So we're not full on blown like Cayley Band.
I think
there's just slight touches of it here and there.
That's a very good point, because I do think you're exactly right. You have some of the same soaring melodies, the way you're singing them, Roseanne, and the way your brother's doing the harmony with the violin. It really does have some of that flowing quality of some of the lovely and romantic Celtic music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you put that very well.
Why, thank you. Yeah, I can
take that.
I can usually put a word or two together here. I mean,
we're about the same.
Not always. Okay, well, Jonathan and Alana, this is for you.
Okay.
What's it like touring with a ginger?
Oh, I can't believe you asked that.
Oh, it's horrendous.
Horrendous.
No,
I mean, all the ginger hair dye. I mean, I'm joking. No, she's a natural ginger. No, she's fine.
Yeah. I don't think there's many stereotypes of gingers. I know we're meant to be hot-tempered and stuff. I suppose I can be if I want to, but certainly anybody else.
Well, my daughter-in-law is a ginger. And
she's amazing.
Exactly. And so are all three of her sisters. You know, they're a wonderful family, and they've welcomed my son and me in. You know, it's here for the ginger party. Well, I've got one more song I want to play, and that's, I think, the first song on the album. And I consider this almost like your anthem song, your battle cry, Fight for What's Right.
Yeah, this is a great song. It was the last song that we wrote all together that was put on the album. And it's really just about what the title says, fighting for what's right, whether it be love or standing up for what you believe in. And I think a lot of people can relate to that and put their own experience into it.
Well, Alana, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Roseanne, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jonathan?
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us. Thank
you. You're quite welcome. Here we go. Rua, the Rua, and Fight for What's Right from their new release, Essence, here on WVUD.
Understanding why you have your reasons to deny, won't go through the motions of complicating. I've had enough, please don't mistake. It's not a game of love and hate, no, you won't succeed. So disbelief, it's too much, please don't mistake. It's not a game of love and hate, no, you won't succeed. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. That's sites, S-I-T-E-S, .udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.